One Love Radio. Inspiring. Life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombar Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Solwezi Mayor highlights significant progress in road infrastructure. IPAC expresses concern over the conduct of parliamentary business. In international news, US criticizes Zambia over delayed $1 billion health aid agreement. And in sports, power dynamos to secure a season double. And other news in detail. The mayor of Solwezi, Remy Kalepa, says the local authority has made significant progress in improving township road infrastructure despite long-standing challenges and financial constraints. Mr. Kalepa notes that for many years, township roads were neglected, even though the district hosts major mining operations such as Kasashi Mine. Kalepa explains that poor road networks had remained a major concern, worsened by limited government capacity due to debt-related constraints that affected infrastructure development. The mayor says the council adopted an innovative approach by leveraging a memoranda of understanding, MOU, with mining concessionaires to mobilize locally generated resources for roadworks. He adds that the initiative has already transformed parts of the town, with several roads upgraded from gravel to bitumen standard, including key roads such as Kemasala Road and Stadium Road, alongside newly opened link roads connecting Mushitala, Gulf Estate and Kundu Extension.
Today, the town has changed the face a little bit, but we still have a lot of work to do. Yes, because we need to be honest, we have a lot of work to do because we started from the scratch, because the town had dust roads around the CBD, which was not a good thing. But today we've managed to, as we speak, we have few roads that have been done. And also the government came, the central government came through, the president supported us. We had 10.9 kilometers given to us, which we are working on Kimasara Road, we're working on Stadium Road, Kazomba Road, and of course using the MOI with Kansanshi, we opened up for Mushtala, going via Chisoma, going to Kimasala. We've opened another road from Gulf Estate, crossing through Mushtala, coming through through Kandundu Extension with a bridge, of course.
Residents of Makangira Ward in Luangeni constituency have paid glowing tribute following the construction of the first ever Mutowe clinic. One of the residents, Raphael Zulu, says the development has ended decades of long and dangerous journeys for basic health care. Zulu explains that for years, community members relied on Chipata General Hospital, a facility they described as both distant and costly to reach, especially for pregnant women and emergency cases. He outlined the enormous transport burden families. First, who would end up spending about 500 kwacha just for a one-way emergency trip and another 500 kwacha for returning. And another resident, Gerard Tembo, recalled the agonizing delays caused by unreliable transport. Tembo expressed overwhelming relief at the new clinic's arrival. Meanwhile, another resident, known as Zulu, has appealed to authorities for further improvements such as installing of modern ablution blocks.
Pagali pano, kwa mene timaenda ni kuchipata, ndiye kuli chipata la chawa, chene timatandizi kilako. So, mavuto ya meti kumana nayo ni ama transport, kutu bookinge, more especially ma problems ya wazima ingatali na pakati. To spend and drama zambidi, sometimes if ima shitika ni shulibe na drama, inkala ni challenge ukuru mni. Emergency kuti mu bookinge kuchoka kuno kufika kuchipata, ngati ni booking kai mamoto kakunoni ovut sometimes ni ma 500 kuyenda chabe so kuti pakuti wakabwere futi ufunika uspende one pin plus na vo using akuja one point something ya mene nkala ni mvuto ikulu kulifi
kwa mkuu ya uko onare ba mwe nao munga kuna kuru wangeni kumakangira pasha ushitiku kwa esa kliniki atlete la bafupi atima ingira kwa bridge kura bridge nato sofuti kila ngaku.
The Patriots for Economic Progress PEP leader Sean Tembo and Running Mate has urged the media and citizens to scrutinize each opposition leader on the basis of their own merits. Mr. Tembo has stated that if one opposition leader misbehaves, the people must hold that particular opposition leader accountable, adding that if they need to be condemned, they must condemn that particular opposition leader based on their misbehavior and not generalize the condemnation to all opposition leaders. Mr. Tembo has alleged that he has observed a tendency by some media houses and by extension some members of the public to characterize all opposition leaders as being the same based on the bad behavior of a few. He has revealed that he receives questions from the media like how can the Zambian people take the opposition seriously, looking at the behavior of some of the opposition leaders during the ECZ interactive meeting at Mulungushi. Zambia has hosted the National Resettlement and Compensation Endeavour with stakeholders happy with the revised National Resettlement Policy of 2024 and the Cabinet-approved Resettlement Management Bill 2026. Speaking in Lusaka, Centre for Environment Justice CJ, Executive Director Maggie Mapalomwepe has highlighted that copper production reached 890,346 metric tons in 2025, an 8% increase from 2024, and that the mining sector continues to attract over $10 billion in investments. She noted that mining contributes approximately 17% to 20% to Zambia's GDP and over 70% of export earnings. Mwape commended the government, particularly the Office of the Vice President and relevant ministries, for bold steps to the revised National Resettlement Policy of 2024 and the Cabinet-approved Resettlement Management Bill of 2026.
Rapid development brings complex challenges. We have seen several in the mining areas of this country, especially in the context of climate change. Floods and droughts have displaced communities across our country, underscoring the urgent need for adaptation measures that build resilience. Effective resettlement must go beyond compensation to restore livelihoods and improve infrastructure. Incorporate climate resilient infrastructure, sustainable agriculture, and alternative income opportunities. This endeavor is about creating a stronger enabling environment, one that protects the rights of the citizens, vulnerable groups, while providing the legal certainty and predictability that investors need to scale up operations responsibly.
Meanwhile, Permanent Secretary for Resettlement in the Office of the Vice President, Mavis Nkomesha, announced the proposed Resettlement Management Bill 2026, which establishes a comprehensive legal framework governing how development projects treat displaced people. Nkomesha raised concern on the current inconsistency in compensation standards, which is leading to conflicts, unresolved resettlement, and blocking investors from breaking ground.
The Resettlement Management Bill will be a rights instrument. It seeks to establish, for the first time, a comprehensive and enforceable legislation that every project affected person has a right to fair and adequate compensation at full replacement value paid before displacement occurs. It reinforces what is already enshrined in the Constitution under Articles 8, 11 and 16.
The app Acton Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPEC, has expressed concern over the conduct of parliamentary business in the National Assembly of Zambia, citing widespread absenteeism among members of parliament and poor management by parliamentary chief whips from both the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND.